Laws relating to when Pesach falls on Shabbos, Part 2. In the previous lesson on this subject, we discussed laws relating to Erev Shabbos, which is also Erev Pesach. In this lesson of Part 2, we will discuss the remaining laws relevant to the night of the Seder, Davening, and Matzah Pesach, meaning Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yontov Sheni, in Chutz Laretz. So on Friday night, the order of Ma'ariv is as follows. We begin the Ma'ariv prayer from Mizmor LaDavid, omitting all the Kapitlach from Lechuner Anana until Mizmor LaDavid, as is always the case when Yontov falls on Shabbos. We recite the entire Nusach from Mizmor LaDavid and onwards, including on the Bechayach, and all the stanzas of Lechadaydi, Mizmor Shir, Kegavna. In Lechadaydi, the wording of Besimcha is said instead of Berina. In Shemana Esrei, we must remember to mention Shabbos in the beginning of the middle blessing and in its conclusion. After Shemana Esrei, we recite Vayechulu. We then go straight to reciting Halal Shalem without the recital of Me'ein Sheva, Magin Avos, etc. Even though it's Friday night, on the night of Pesach, we never recite it even when it falls on Shabbos. Being that the night of Pesach is considered Leil Shimurim by Scripture, and we don't need to say this special prayer for guarding us when Hashem is already guarding us intrinsically on this night. After the complete Halal is recited, we then recite Kaddish Teskabel, Mizmor LaDavid, Half Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Aleinu, which is the regular order of a Friday night davening. We then return home. When we return home, we recite Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil in an undertone, and not out loud. We will now begin the detailed changes that relate to the Seder. As part of the Kiddush Nusach, we also add the additions for Shabbos, and we begin with Mizmor LaDavid Hashem Ra'i, Dahi Sudasa, and Askinu Sudasa. However, all this is said in an undertone, quietly, just like Shalom Aleichem and Eishes Chayil, which we do not sing out loud. The classical Chabad HaKadosh, unfortunately, do not contain the above paragraphs prior to Kiddush, seemingly not having taken into account the dates of when Pesach falls on Shabbos. They rather begin straight with Askinu and Vayechulu. Practically, the above paragraphs are to be recited from a regular sitter, and we then continue with the Kiddush written in the Haggadah. We then go on and begin Kiddush from Vayechulu, saying it out loud, just like we do on every Friday night, beginning from the words Yom HaShishi. In the Nusach of the main blessing of Mekadosh HaShabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim, one must remember to mention Shabbos in the relevant areas as written in the Haggadah. If one forgot to mention Shabbos at all, then he does not fulfill his obligation, must repeat the Kiddush. Now, may one begin Kiddush, meaning begin the Seder during the seventh hour, which is normally avoided during the year, between 6 and 7? The answer is that yes, one may. On the night of the Seder, we are not particular on this matter, and you should start right away, even if it's between the 6th and 7th hour. The remainder of the Seder is the same as any other year, even though it falls on Shabbos, with the exception, as we mentioned in the previous lesson, that the wine is added to the Chareses before Shabbos and not on Shabbos itself. In Shulchan Aruch, one should make sure to eat fish, as it is proper to eat fish by every Shabbos meal. By Shvei Chamascha, there is one change, and that is that normally the Chabad custom is to bring candles to the doorway and then open the door. This, however, cannot be done on Shabbos due to the Muktzah prohibition, and therefore, one person goes to open the door, and no candles are brought. We will now continue with the laws relating to the Torah reading the next day. Although on Yantiv we recite Hashem Hashem, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, when we open the Ark, when it falls on Shabbos, we do not do so. We do not recite neither the Yud Gimel Midas nor the Ribbono Shel Olam. On Shabbos, we call seven aliyahs from the first Torah, and the second Torah scroll is used for Maftir. Let's now discuss Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yantiv. So in Eretz Yisrael, that there's only one day of Yontif, Havdalah takes place for Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yontif on Saturday night. The Havdalah is to follow the same exact order of Havdalah of every Matzah Shabbos, meaning that we do Besamim, we do Ha'esh, etc. And for Besamim, one should use an herb that does not contain any chametz restriction. Thus, we don't use cloves or cinnamon, which possibly have chametz infiltration, and rather one can use fresh herbs, such as mint, rosemary, and the like. Now let's talk about Chutz Laretz. So Saturday night begins the second night of the Seder. And being that it's Matzah Shabbos, those in Chutz Laretz must do the order of Yak Nahaz in Kaddish in Kiddush. So they are to follow the order that's written in the Haggadah for Yak Nahaz. There is no Besamim in such a case, and therefore it ends up that in years that Shabbos, that Pesach falls on Shabbos, B'nai Chutz Laretz never have to do the mitzvah of Besamim during that Pesach. However, B'nai Eretz Yisrael do have to, as we take out Yontif on Matzah Shabbos, as we stated before. Regarding the bracha Meir Ha'esh, it is said in the Yaknahaz order, but one does not place his hands next to the candles and simply looks at them. Another difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is regarding Vayitan Lecha. In Eretz Yisrael, that Matzei Shabbos is also Matzei Yantiv, the Chabad custom is to recite Vayitan Lecha in an undertone. However, in Chutz La'aretz, that Matzei Shabbos is the second night of Yantiv, it is not said that night, and it is likewise not said the next night, as we never say Vayitan Lecha on Matzei Yantiv. And therefore, in years that Pesach falls on Shabbos, B'nei Chutz La'aretz do not say Vayitan Lecha that week. Ma'ariv. In Chutz La'aretz, Ma'ariv of the second night of Pesach follows the regular order of Ma'ariv. However, the paragraph of Atidienu is added to the paragraph of Atitan Lanu, representing Havdalah in Shemana Esrei. The Havdalah of B'nei Chutz La'aretz on Sunday night, Matzei, the second night of Pesach, is a regular order of Havdalah for Matzei Yantif, even though they came after Shabbos, meaning that there is no Ha'esh, there is no Besamim, simply Hagafin and the Bracha Mamavdil. For further details and sources behind all the above information, please refer to our corresponding article on our website and email.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.